Okay, guys, we're going to get started. Let's open your Bibles to Daniel 11. This is a history of, an Old Testament, Daniel 11. History has a way of repeating itself, and there are always the unrighteous, the people attacking the children of God. There's always been an Antichrist spirit, and it's no different today. And so you have to see that sometimes the reason why God puts these stories in there is to give us clues, not only of what has happened, but also what's here and what's coming. And I've been telling you, you've been following, the beast is rising. The beast is rising. I want you to subscribe again for you that keep getting unsubscribed. I do believe I'm being shadow watched, as they call it. So you might not be getting your YouTubes anymore. Anybody that exposes this kind of stuff is not really high on the let's push this person to the front. But if we keep on liking and sharing, this is how it's been getting around anyway. So we're not moved by numbers. God's going to have people everywhere that knows what's going on. And I've been telling you they're rolling this out. It's different. We didn't know exactly how some of these things and these plans are coming. But the enemy has his plan, but God has his. And like I was telling you guys, it's the grace of God we're all alive still. You should have died in some kind of a pot accident you had in high school or a drinking spurge or something. But the grace of God, amen? So our life is in his hands. And that's what keeps us peaceful. It keeps us calm. And we are not moved by the spirit of paranoia and fear. This is what the devil's greatest tool is to put you in fear, put you in panic. And what do? We put our trust in the Lord. There's a relationship we have. Anyway, I have a lot to share today, so I'm going to kind of try to stick to this. We've been talking about the matrix. Now, the thing I wanted to talk to today is about the blue pill. We're probably not going to call this a matrix, but the blue pill is basically what the world is in. And what is the blue pill? According to Wikipedia, the red pill reveals the unpleasant knowledge and cruel truths of everyday life. In other words, when you start opening up your mind to truth, it's hard because you find things out in this rabbit hole, and right when you think you found something out, there's another truth to find out. We never end. This never ends on our search because we find out that when we find some truth out, it's hard and it's difficult. We need to know our enemy. And this is the problem that we have in the church. We were kind of told the devil was under our feet because we had so much authority that he really can't do anything. Right? We're going to go through a lot of stuff today, and just hang on. But in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and what? Spiritual wickedness. There is a spiritual wickedness that is plotting against God and his anointed. Right? This is happening all the way through, and it will all the way through the book of Revelations in life. So as you wake up to this fact, you become awake. And so many times in the Bible it says, wake up, awake you sleepers. Well, what are we supposed to wake up to? Truth. Know your enemy. Know who he is, what he's doing. Now, the blue pill means to remain in, according to this Matrix movie, which I don't say you have to watch it. I'm just saying the whole Matrix is the beast system. It's waking up out of lies, believing one thing, and then having to find out the things you thought were reality aren't. And the blue pill means you just stay in ignorance, which is way more comfortable. You just live in peace, but the result of that, it's a false peace. It's ignorance, and it results in slavery. Slavery to the media, slavery to what everybody's telling you. Remember how they brought down other countries? Whoever controls the media controls the world. All right, well, our information comes from the Lord and the Holy Spirit. In reality, and I'm not saying we don't know what's going around us, I'm just saying you can't allow what men is saying to distort and to disrupt what God is telling us. But we know the beast system is rising, and we know plans are being rolled out. There's a lot of things I don't want to say. I'm trying to stick to this. But in reality, knowledge means power, and ignorance means slavery. In the Matrix, once you're unplugged, you get free from the system, you see every lie, and I kind of want to, this is what they said, the writers of the Matrix, I would not say you don't see every lie, because I think there's a lot of things we're still seeing, but you see the propaganda, and then you see misinformation. We live somewhere in the middle, all of us do, shackled to a system, A system that can't be undone just by seeing it. Just by seeing it exist doesn't mean we can get out of it. But the good news is we have eyes to see, we have ears to hear, we have the Holy Spirit to lead us, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us, and we still have to work in this system. The beast system is here. That's why the Bible says don't love this world. We're passing through this world. Now, ignorance is the condition of being uneducated and unaware, uninformed, or a lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, my people, not the devil's people only, my people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. Hosea 4, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast what? Rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of God. Also Isaiah 5:13, my people have gone into captivity. What is captivity? Slavery, because they have no knowledge. Spiritually speaking, many people that are, let's just say they're swallowing the blue pill, which most of us, our whole life, we're just going along with what they told us. I'd always have all these questions that nobody can answer. As we start searching and seeking, the Lord starts giving us answers, answering to my heart questions, especially to a lot of what was wrong in the church, which I spent most of my life in. But a lot of people don't have eyes to see or ears to hear, and they won't wake up to the fact that we're in a spiritual war. Ephesians 5:14, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Well, now we have all these movements that says these other spirits will give you enlightenment. Yeah. Our light comes from Christ, yeah, which is the word. Amen? Now, what does it mean to be awoke, to awake? It means to be aware of something, to be alert and watchful, quick to see and quick to understand. We are not supposed to be engrossed in the world system that we can't see and hear what God's telling his people. Because God wants us to know, just like Jesus did when he was with the disciples. He wanted the disciples to know what was going to happen when he died, what to watch for in the end times. Let no man deceive you. And then he tells us in Matthew 24, all the things that are going to happen. Don't be troubled. This is not the end yet. I want to tell you, this isn't the end yet. Don't be troubled by the things that are coming on the earth, because fear causes people to die of what's coming. We don't have to fear. The Bible says he hasn't given us the spirit of fear. Okay, but we are aware there's things around, and we have to know what fear is, because you can't just rebuke it. I'm going to come against this today about many people that are saying that fear is a force. We're going to talk in Daniel 11 about the God of forces, which I've wanted to talk on a lot of times. I'm excited about this, but I didn't have enough dots connected. So awake means to be aware, to be alert, to understand. Now, when you're living in the blue pill of fear, this is how Satan's kingdom works. Fear is a strong emotion. God's given us a fear. We don't just touch things that are hot. There's an awesome, you know, part of our body. We don't just do stupid things and think we have no consequences. There's just a normal, healthy emotion that protects us. Now, that emotion can get extreme. It can go to the paranoia. It can go to phobia, where people are afraid of absolutely everything, which we're seeing in this day and this hour right now. But it's a response to a threat. It's a response to danger. We aren't supposed to live constantly in that fear or that response, but it is a response. And when we get afraid, what do? We put our trust in the Lord. We put our trust in him. What does it say? Cast your care on him, for he cares for us. So it brings stress and it brings panic. Now, I want to talk about this today, the God of forces, because people are saying that faith is a force, that fear is a force, that righteousness is a force. All these people are saying these things are forces. Well, I think that's a big red flag that we need to watch out for. What is the God? Is he a God of forces? Is he a God of faith? I'm going to quote some people of what they say faith is and what they say fear is. And hopefully this will set you free from condemnation, from discouragement, all these different things. Because if you think you have to control every little thing, you're going to strive harder. You're going to confess more. You're going to control your prayer life. All these different things are going to happen because you think you're in control. Well, just relax. God's in control. And our trust is in him. Amen? So here in Daniel 11, 38, it's all good. I don't have time for it, but verse 32, it says how these antichrist spirits, what do they do? They corrupt by flatteries. In Daniel, he's talking about the kings in the north and the south, but it's still the same principle of good and evil, of the enemies trying to rise up in these kingdoms, and he's going to have the antichrist system, the beast in Revelations, which is what? It's rising. If you haven't noticed, we're coming into total lockdown. Some of the things we've been warning you about, be careful when they say that germs travel on paper because they're moving into a cashless society. Now, if you've studied this, and this is the whole, if it moves on paper, then it also moves on your credit card. Some of these things have so many holes in it, but if you know the agenda behind it and you know these things are coming, that you're prepared for it and you're not afraid because you have eyes to see, you hear what's happening, you know what's happening. God has given you discernment and you know what the enemy's doing, but you know that God's greater. Amen? So don't fear this world system. We're called out of it. We are living in the Lord in this hour, and this is the time for us to really let people know who Jesus is, get them born again. They're going to be so many people afraid. But anyway, this spirit works by flatteries. And if you just watch the news and they just flatter each other. It's just like what it's insincere, fake stuff, fake words, flatteries. They operate by fake words. And some of them understanding shall fall to try them and to purge. Now look at that word purge. We're hearing movies coming out about purging, about hunting, the hunting games, all these different things. Keep your eyes open for what pre-programming is telling people. But I thought this was interesting, the word purges here, to make them white. No matter what we go through, you guys, we're getting purified. We're trusting in the Lord. A lot of people are freaking out. We're like, God showed us a lot of this stuff was going to happen. We're not moved. We're trusting in him. Thank you, Lord, for showing us. 6 years ago, people thought we were nuts. Now they're the ones that are going to go nuts. We're sitting here watching with popcorn, knowing God told us these things would happen. And one, the purge to make them white. Verse 36, I don't want to get stuck here. Anyway, they're going to exalt themselves, magnify himself above every god. We're talking here about the Antichrist spirit. And he said, they shall prosper till the indignation. Look at that word prosper. The Antichrist system will prosper. These kingdoms will prosper. There's a lot of money. It says gold and silver. Who's got the gold and the silver? Well, guess what? They might have it now in this world, but guess who's going to where the streets are gold? We can walk on it there. It's nothing. But anyway, let's get on to the verse. 37, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. Nor the desire of women. I've been talking to you about the war on women, the enmity against the devil and women. He hates women because that's where Jesus came through was that womb. So that's why we see all these things attacking the woman. Even the woman's lib is not good for women. It's a wrong spirit. It's a masculine spirit. It's a way to crush the way God made man and the way God made woman. But this spirit hates women, desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. What did he say? I will be like the Most High. The enemy, the Antichrist spirit, wants to be worshipped. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He wants to get in there. Think of that. He wants to get in your temple. Be careful what you allow in your temple. Hello. Not going to go there. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces. And a God with whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and with silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. And talks about how he's going to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain. Interesting. Let me get on here about the God of forces. Now, the new age, the new spirituality, the world religion is going to be about the God of forces. And I did a whole teaching or a study on this week. I'm not going to share, but it goes back to these certain gods and the serpents. I thought that was very interesting. And now I've been watching all these different things where the serpent, pharmacy, the serpent, it's a god. Anyway, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces. Now, Deuteronomy 6:4, it says there's only one God. There's not a God of forces. And many scriptures teach a Godhead who reveals himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Colossians 2:9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now the God of forces, and I've gotten some of this from, we're going to go into the Star Wars. We're going to go into The Force Be With You. Some of the stuff I never heard till I heard about that movie. But the God of forces is a God and is an energy force. Represents in all life, including people, that God is a force of nature, the substance of the universe. He is not personal. This is my note. He's not personal. He's not reachable. He's not the God of the Bible. The God of forces puts you in charge. We put him in charge. Okay? So I'm just going to give you some quick quotes from Star Wars. Six quotes about the Force. The mystical energy field gives Jedi their power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together. Many characters, Jedi and otherwise, have shared wisdom about the Force over the years, from the Clone Wars to The Force Awakens. Let's see what they say. I am a Jedi. I'm one with the Force, and the Force will guide me. For all my ally is the Force, and a powerful ally it is, from Yoda. Close your eyes. Feel it, the light. It's always been there. It will guide you. Now I know there is something stronger than fear, far stronger, the Force. This is from, what is his name, Kanan? K-A-N-A-N-A-N. So I'm not concerned so much about the movies. I'm concerned about how the Force has entered our charismatic Pentecostal churches. And this is what we're going to hit today. Darth Vader said, don't underestimate the Force. Okay? So how does it get into our churches? I'm going to start off. And the reason why I don't name names is because if you name one name, there's 50 behind it. So you need to know the principle. You need to know what is being preached so that regardless of who it is, you got a test. And I want to say thank you for those that are researching. People have been writing me letters and telling me things. I love the researchers that are connected to this YouTube. But a so-called famous preacher, probably the two I'm going to quote today are number one and number two on television today. They say that this virus has been around a long time, that it has only been a weak strain of the flu in the past. It isn't the virus that believers should focus their attention on and concerns on in this hour. He said the thing you have to watch and focus it is fear. He said this virus has caused around the globe is much worse than the strains of virus itself, spiritually speaking. He's talking about fear. Fear is a spirit, quote unquote. It's an evil spirit. It's a spirit of death. Forget about this virus. It's just the flu. Fear is a spiritual force. Now we're talking about the God of forces, okay? Fear is a spiritual force. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Again, quote, fear is not okay. It is a sin. Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible say that fear is a sin. Yep. Okay, this is what they're saying, because it's a force. Fear is not okay. It's a sin. It's a magnet. Now, underword that word magnet. Now, I'm quoting them because a lot of them say it, but the magnet is big in the law of attraction, that what you put out, what law you put out, is going to attract. So you attract, you are a magnet to whatever you fear. Okay, it is a sin. It's a magnet for sickness and disease. The moment you begin to fear about anything, the devil goes to work on you. You are giving the devil a pathway to your body. It's what they preach. Have you heard that preached? You're just asking for this virus and this sickness when you choose to live in fear, on and on. You can be afraid of anything and bring it to yourself. Magnet. Now, I want to say that is a lie. My dad feared cancer all of his life. He never died of cancer. He came out of surgeries, and he was not even out of that anesthetic stuff yet, and he was like, is it cancer? Is it cancer? I was like, no, Dad. Actually, my dad's alcoholism got to him, but he feared that all his life. I'm just saying that is a lie. A lot of you feared things that have never happened, right? But to put this over your head, the fear that you have is going to attract it. And they use that one scripture in Job. Poor Job, he gets twisted a lot. But you're asking for this because you live in fear. You can be afraid of anything and bring it upon yourself. It's a magnet. Then they invite whoever wants to rid themselves of fear to call them. Okay. The greatest one, or the great one, dwells within you. This is what they say. He's able to put you over. Commit to it. It doesn't say commit to the Lord. They said commit to it, and this is what they say. You will never have to worry again. Wouldn't that be nice? Wow. Commit to it. Since when is God an it? Yes. But if you're talking about a law. Now, another famous preacher said that he's been bothered by the government agencies have told him they have to cancel their churches because of this virus. But of course, he's got the force of faith and he is not afraid. He said, I'm not afraid and it's not going to bother me. I actually heard that there's more people that die just from normal flu. But he said, I have to observe this even though I'm operating in faith. And many of the people are. We have some people come. I can't say what their faith level. Oh, is there a level to faith?
Evidently.
So how do you know what level you're on? Don't we just trust in the Lord? No, because when you're in the force, there's laws to be operated. And he said, I can't say what their faith level is. And if they bring this virus here, they'd blame me. And what? He's afraid of being sued. Well, that's fear, isn't it? Just kind of thought that kind of contradicted itself a little bit there. Okay, let's examine this magnet. Now, the law of attraction or the secret teaches, and I've taken this from their website, but I'm not taking all of it because I'd be here too long, but money, relationships, and health. Money is magnetic energy. Oh, I just send good energy to you. What good is that going to do? Don't even get me started. You are a magnet. They say this is a summary of the law of attraction, the secret. You're a magnet attracting to you all things via the signal you are emitting through your thoughts and your feelings. Are you concerned about your health? Explore ways to open up and become a powerful magnet to wellness and health. Now, this is the number one message in many churches today, this teaching. What is it? What is this word of faith? What is all these force of faith? What is this stuff? It's New Age philosophy. It's mysticism. It's dualism. It's Gnosticism. The force of faith. Number one, they say faith is a force. Words are the containers for the force. A formula to create your own reality. This faith force operates a law that even God is subjected to. That's what they say. Number two, this faith force says, number two, it's a sin, and it's a lack of faith to be in fear. You sinners, you. If you're sick, it's a sin, and it's also, if you're poor, it's a sin.
Wow.
Now, where did this come from? Quimby, he's a philosophical, all these words, philosophical society, it says, that he is the father of the new thought and metaphysical healer. They believe in healing. They're a magnet for healing, you know. And he says, that this mental healing, and he believed that sin, sickness, and disease exist only in your mind. Okay? They deny the reality of it to be in your body. For everyone, Quimby said, for example, Quimby says, if I believe I'm sick, I'm sick. For my feelings are my sickness, and my sickness is my belief, and my belief is in my mind. Therefore, all disease is in my mind or belief. Quimby wrote and taught about the spiritual science healing disease. Now we call it Christian science, but it's also science of the Christ, and it's also in our churches today, refined, retermed under a different dish. You know, you can make hamburger a lot of different ways. The God of Forces continued. What is the metaphysical meaning of fear? This is what they say. Fear throws dust in our eyes and hides the mighty spiritual forces that are always with us. The God of Forces, Daniel 11:38. They believe is a divine spark. It's a force of life. It's incarnation that God is within you. We're talking about being born again and allowing Jesus Christ to come. They believe they have to go through enlightenment, that the spark of life, you are already a little God. So you don't have to be born again, even though they fool you and say you need to be born again if you really study their teachings, which we're just going to look at some right now. Now, in metaphysics, the higher rules the lower. I wonder how many teachings you've heard on this. What we control in the spiritual realm, they say in metaphysics, we control in the spiritual realm will manifest in the physical. This process is done by seeing, and what I heard meant seeing and knowing, seeing in the spirit. You see it first, you got it, you get it in the spirit, visualization, and by speaking. We're still talking about metaphysics here. And by speaking or decreeing and declaring. So visualize it, see it, and you got it. So what does it do? It takes what's out of the spirit and manifests in the natural. The power to see is to know. Mental seeing is knowing. Birth it in the spirit realm. Can I tell you how many hours on the floor of intercession I've done trying to do this stuff? I just birth it through. I just birth it. I'm going to birth it. Because I was under this teaching. Birth it in the spiritual. Was I sincere? Absolutely. But I was taking the blue pill. I was just doing what they told me, what I saw on TV, what I saw in seminars, what I went, no, and I started taking the red pill, it hurt. You lose friends because they're all still stuck in the blue system. They don't want to hear this. Wait till this hour. Wait till all this stuff's being rolled out that we've been telling you the last 6 years. Many people have studied this for years. I've only been in on it the last 6 years, and I'm still digging my way out and saying, sorry, I recommended that author, found out he's a truth teller for their side because they have controlled opposition, which do tell truth. But when they push an agenda, it's not the Lord. The kingdom of God, we don't push agendas. We don't push a party. We push Jesus. Amen? But they all have agendas. This is what they say. Birth it in the spiritual realm first, and then it will come about in the natural. As one takes, now this is the hard part because it takes scripture. It takes what we believe in. It takes scripture, believing and confessing it, they say, and the process of supernatural faith begins. Still talking about metaphysics now. One is to speak what they want into existence. One is to speak what they want into existence. Guess what? In the God of forces, you don't need God. You do not need God. All you need is a big mouth. The power's in my mouth. The power's in my words, they say. This is not Christianity. This is metaphysics, Christian religious science. It is faith in faith that is a force. It is faith in faith that is a force, the God of forces, the law of faith. Can you handle it a little more? In metaphysics, you're sick or afraid or poor because of wrong thinking, wrong believing, and wrong speaking. Quote, from one of these famous preachers. If this guy used to come to my house, this guy was in my church. I won't tell you who he is, but he's big, right, really huge, jets, everything. If you were to cut God open, you'd see nothing but faith. This is what they say. If faith is a law and God is made of faith, I want to ask you, what does that make God? They're basically saying God is the laws of faith, the law of this and that. So he said, if I were to cut God open, what, you'd see nothing but faith. That's not true. God isn't, he's a spirit. God is a spirit. So doesn't this make God a God of forces, according to what they're preaching? Antichrist. It's against the Bible. It's against what Christ. I know this is strong, but you know what? Sometimes we've been so far in the ditch, you need someone to yank you out and tell you to get in the middle of the road. The Bible teaches to hear the word and obey it. Hear the word and obey it. Hear the word and obey it. Live it out by what? The power and the influence of the Holy Spirit. He will change our life. It's not a matter of you having decree, you having declare. Now your prayer life is a twisted witchcraft session. Metaphysics. You have to say it over and over, regardless of what it is. When they bring the hamburger into churches, it's confession. Say it over and over, and it will manifest, because they say the power is in your mouth. The power is in my mouth? How about the power is in the Word? The power is the Holy Spirit. We listen and we obey. We trust Him. This gives you all authority. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, but read the whole thing. He's not saying you can change everything. And you know that. If you could go outside and say, you know, if we had all this power, we'd be out there saying, Minnesota, there's no snow. There's no snow. I rebuke snow. We're never going to have snow again if I had all authority. Now they have us speaking to our wallets. They have us speaking to our bills.
Yeah.
Idiots. We've been idiots. Love ya. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm just want to expose this. To speak to bills and wallets, anything that gets in our way. Because the power's in our mouth. Power's in our words. We have faith-filled words, not just any words, but it's the force of faith. Quote, the tongue gives, no, this is, I'm going to quote, the tongue gives me authority to command what? The forces of heaven. Boy, aren't you something. Now you can command God, you can command everything, because you have such a great tongue. Wow. So if the believer isn't experiencing victory, he isn't believing hard enough. You don't have enough yet. You haven't confessed it enough. Or you have sin. You have sin. You are fearing, and that is a sin. You're never, ever at a place you can rest and relax and trust God. You got to do more. Forget the beads. They got your mouth working. Decree, declare, decree, declare, decree, declare. Hang on, I'm almost done. Quote, this is a quote. This is what they say. The God of force teaches, the Antichrist teachers. Ooh, that's heavy, isn't it? It's against Christ. Fear, like faith, is a spiritual force. That means that when you end up with something you didn't want, it was fear that gave it to you. Do you know how much bondage people are in because of this teaching? Oh, I feared it and it came on me. Anything negative, especially doubt, will cancel out your faith and short-circuit God's blessing in your life. Oh, I don't want to doubt. I don't want to fear. I can't face reality. I know I have a cough, but I can't say I have a cough because I got to get it in the spirit and visualize it. I'm healed. Well, how do I got to, I just got to work harder. I got to give more. I got to give more. I know if I give to that guy, he never gets sick. He lies.
Yes. Amen.
We're in a physical body. We aren't redeemed yet. We are, this is just one step of our total atonement. We're going to heaven and there's no sickness and disease there. The devil's still on the earth. This is a battle over our soul, where you're going. Don't let the best life get you now, because you know what? It isn't our best life now. We're passing through, and we're going to have to stand in these end times. But either you don't have enough faith, you're operating in fear, or there's sin. You got sick because you're sinning. So how many people are afraid to ask for prayer because they're embarrassed they have symptoms? This is worldwide. So confess harder. Sacrifice more. You aren't giving enough. Give it all Sundays. Give it all month. Maybe then you'll get enough. Maybe God will be happy with how much you give. Then he'll grant you your healing if you just sow a bigger seed. We give because we love the Lord. We don't give for all this materialism and all that. We give because God's watching us. We're doing it for him. We're giving it for his honor and for his glory, not for all this stuff that these laws of faith people teach. I never thought I'd be preaching against this stuff ever my whole life. Well, not enough people are doing it, so that's why God had to choose a woman. Sorry you that don't like women, but some of the men won't stand up. Because I have nothing to protect. The results of this movement takes the power from God and it gives it to man. Now you have to operate those laws. The force be with you. You got to operate the force.
Yep.
It gives you a distorted prayer life. Now you don't have a relationship with God. You're bossing him around. You're bossing God. You're decreeing. You're declaring. You're telling what has to happen. Well, I'm telling you what, you guys, you're doing a really bad job with this virus going on right now. I'd say you better decree and declare a little more because everything's getting shut down. Why? Because the new plans are coming out. This is what this is all about. Will this be the big bite? It's a chunk. Life will never go back. Did life ever go back after 9/11?
No.
Well, guess what? Change is part of this plan. You're not gonna you will not believe the things they have planned. We've studied this plan. Are we afraid of it? No, but it's good to know what it is. Results, this movement takes power from God, and what does it do? It gives you to man. It's a distorted prayer life, a constant mantra of decreeing and declaring and rebuking the devil. Well, how come he's not gone yet? Did he get unbound the last 15 seconds? You have to bind him again, bind him again, bind him again. Twisting prayer into a formula rather than a loving, trusting relationship with Jesus.
Amen.
And lastly, this keeps people from dealing with problems properly. It makes people have shame. It makes people have guilt. It makes people mad at God. Why didn't I get healed and why did they? They never get sick. Why am I? What did I do wrong? What do I have to do more? They don't know how to deal with the struggles of life. If someone dies, they're told, you shouldn't grieve. They're in heaven now, so rejoice. Well, guess what? When someone dies, yes, they're better off, but I'm suffering right now because I miss my mom. I miss my dad. Don't take that season away from people. Allow them to grieve properly. If they don't, they end up weird on some faith cloud.
Yes.
It Flakesville. Presents a false view of God. It presents a false view of God. You think God wants something from you that he doesn't. He knows your heart. He knows when we're afraid. That's why he's our shelter. That's why we run to him. That's why Psalms 91 is there. He's my shelter. He's my refuge, not my big mouth. And we all have big mouths. Nobody can control their tongue. Only the Holy Spirit says can. That's when we yield to him and say, Lord, please help me not say that. Oh, there's something I want to say, but thank you, Lord. It's called having self-control. It presents a false view of God. It gives man control of his own destiny. They turn prayer into manipulation. From famous TV preachers, and I'm going to quote with this and end with this. This is what they said God told them. And I hate to say I was on this television studio also. I'm not going to tell you where it is, but this was our equality. I said to all my friends, were of these people. Our equality with God through righteousness is this teaching, okay? And supposedly God told him this. God's talking now to him, this famous TV preacher. And he's saying the authority, the power you have, the laws of faith, the force of faith, okay? The dominion you have. But they didn't live until, he's talking about the creation of man, they had physical bodies and animals out of the ground, but they didn't live until Adam called them. I'm training you, so-called this TV, famous number one TV preacher says, I'm training a God of the earth. I got to teach him how to do what I do. You're going to have authority over these animals. They're going to be a reason why you have authority over these animals because they won't live until you call them. So like I formed a physical body out of the dust of the ground and called you into existence, now come on, my son, let me show you how to do what I do. Call it. And Adam said, buffalo. And a buffalo jumped up. He's... A buffalo jumped up. He's breathing life into that which he has authority over. This is our equality with God. What are they basically telling you? You are a little God.
Yes.
And they say, oh no, they're not teaching this. Oh yes, they are. The God of forces. Do you want the red pill or the blue pill? You decide. Do you want to stay in that system? Do you want to stay in something that does not work? Or do you want to trust in the Lord? The Lord said he's a spirit. He spoke things into existence. we can speak, but try speaking things into existence. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, people aren't doing such a hot job right now in the United States of America. Everything's closing down. Decree and declare, people. Oh, they'll be working themselves out of a larynx. Spiritual warfare. We're just going to bind it. We're binding it. We're wrestling against principalities and powers in high places. Many of these programs and these agendas have been planned since way back when. And as we study and reveal them, our eyes are being opened. Can we change it? We can change it for ourselves. We can change it for those that want to hear. You don't have to be afraid. Know that, you know what? What is your life? It's but a vapor. There's appointed unto man once to die, and God's in control of that. And until then, you're going to live. Don't be stupid. Don't do dumb things. Don't run across the street. You might get, if you don't look, you're going to get hit by a car. That's not God's fault. You weren't looking. And there's a lot of things we're not paying attention to. We're just absorbed into, oh, everything's fine. Hopefully this will wake people up what's going on and let them see there is an agenda here under the name of we're protecting you. There's agendas here that we've been studying our group here for years, and we're seeing what's some of these things are going to come in. Maybe this is a test, and maybe it's already been tested. Who knows? But God's in control of our lives. We need not be afraid, but don't be confessing yourself till you're worn out thinking you're going to please God. Trust him. Love him. He knows your heart. Rest in him. Amen. The beast is rising, but he's not rising in us. Amen.
Amen.
And everyone said,
Amen.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.